morning.
Good morning.
Confession of sin is a private thing between us and God, but it's also a public thing. James chapter 5, verse 16 says that we can confess our sins, our faults, one to another. This morning, for confession of sin, I would like to talk about the sin of cell phone addiction. You might be an addict if your smartphone is beside you on the nightstand every night. You might be an addict if, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is check your phone to see if you have any messages or anything. So I've noticed in my addiction, it started to grow to the point of being at the dinner table, and that's my family helped me realize that's a problem that I can take care of. I am taking care of. A cell phone is a powerful tool. And if you don't have one, it can be a very good tool. For $25, you can buy a good used one on eBay, and for less than $10 a month, you can possibly benefit yourself greatly or someone else that you care about in an emergency. But smartphones take it to a different level, and they can dominate or change your family life. I don't know if you've heard of George Barna, but he's a Christian pollster, and he does surveys and writes articles. He has an article out right now. It's called, the title of the article is Six Tech Habits Changing the American Home. And one of them is certainly the cell phone and how it's dominating family life. But I like the concluding paragraph in this article. I'm just going to read it real fast. Technology is in its proper place when it helps us bond with the real people we've been given to love. Technology is in its proper place when it starts great conversations, when it helps us take care of the fragile bodies we inhabit, when it helps us acquire skills and mastery of domains that are the glory of human culture, sports, music, the arts, cooking, writing, accounting, and etc. Technology is in its proper place when it helps us cultivate awe for the created world we are part of and responsibility for stewarding. Technology is in its proper place only when we use it with intention and care. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you, Lord, for the many gifts we have, and thank you, Lord, that technology can be a gift if we in moderation. And Lord, I thank you for the gift of family. Lord, I pray that we would not allow technology to hinder our family life or to hurt our family. And I pray that you would help us exercise the gift of self-control. And I pray your blessing on each one, Lord, who is working to honor you and to praise you. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.